If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the March 26th episode of Stacking the Box. Ian McMillan here, Sterling Holmes here, and the New York Giants have their quarterbacks. They signed not one, not two quarterbacks this past. When was this? Yesterday or 2 days ago? I don't know. Time is a flat circle. The New York Giants have signed Jameis Winston, and they followed it up by also signing Russell Wilson. Complete opposite quarterbacks. One guy checks it down every play. The other guy says, heck, one of my receivers got to be down the field. I'll just toss it up and see what happens. Sterling, thoughts about the New York Giants and their quarterback situation?
Yeah, of this podcast, I think I'm Jameis Winston, you're Russell Wilson. So it makes a lot of sense because they go well together.
I'm definitely the Jameis Winston. No, you don't even swear. You say bleep. That's a Russell Wilson thing.
What
Russell Wilson, I bet you, also says bleep instead of swears.
What happened in New Orleans? Who's the guy every single night like, let's go out, let's party, let's have fun, let's do something? Was it you or was it me? Who had to get you out of the hotel to go to the casino? And you're the gambling guy.
I had more work to do during the days. I was more tired. I was also sick.
Come on. You did more work. Come on.
Well, I also had to write and edit articles.
It's not right. Come on.
Who's going to start for the Giants? Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson?
Carson Wentz.
Matthew says, I feel like they should top the QB room off with Carson. Well, they also already re-signed Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
Mr. Cousins. So they may as well toss Carson Wentz in the mix too. Hey, trade for Kirk Cousins. Why not?
I think Russell Wilson starts.
He is getting paid more money. I don't have the exact figures in front of me, but he is getting paid more money. So you'd think Russell Wilson will start.
Yes, I think Russell's a starter, personally.
I don't think Russell Wilson has done anything to deserve being a starting quarterback in the NFL anymore.
Well, I think what happened is you have a floor. The Giants are trying to do what I think the Raiders are trying to do, which is just try and get relevant. Just try to win 7-8 games. They're not trying to make a playoff run. Like, they're just trying to, and now they'll tell you they are, but what they're really doing is just trying to get some stability in an organization that desperately needs it, right? That's what the Giants need right now. They need stability. They were the laughingstock of the NFL last year for a multitude of reasons, but the hard knocks did not help. The quarterback play did not help. Losing Saquon and Saquon going off for the Eagles in the culmination of winning a Super Bowl did not help. The Giants need to stop being the laughingstock of the NFL. So what do? You bring in two jokers. You bring in the funniest guy in interviews in Jameis Winston, and you bring in a guy who is so PC that it just seems like a complete and utter joke in Russell Wilson. But what I will say is, on the field at least, Russell Wilson is not horrendous. Is he good? No. Is he even a starting level NFL caliber quarterback in the NFL? Probably. He's probably in that 25th overall range. They're trying to get a floor and to not be the laughingstock of the NFL. I somewhat get it in that regards.
Yeah. So no chance the Giants are